down the last slope of the park and entered the faded formality of gardens with clipped yews as ornate as architecture and holly hedges as solid as walls. Adjoining the house rose a low, deep-buttressed chapel. Its door was ajar, and she thought this of good augury. Her forebears were waiting for her. In the porch she remarked fly-blown notices of services, an umbrella stand, a dishevelled doormat. No doubt the chapel served as the village church. The thought gave her a sense of warmth and neighbourliness. Across the damp flags of the chancel, monuments and brasses showed through a traceried screen. She examined them curiously. Some hailed her with vocal memories, others whispered out of the remote and the unknown. It was a shame to know so little about her own family, but neither Crofts nor Links had ever greatly distinguished themselves. They had gathered substance simply by holding on to what they had and slowly accumulating privileges and acres, mostly by clever marriages, Lady Jane thought with a faint contempt. At that moment, her eyes lit on one of the less ornate monuments, a plain sarcophagus of grey marble niched in the wall and surmounted by the bust of a young man with a fine arrow.